Could you give us a brief overview of the history of the Lady Musgrave Trust?
Yes, well, the Lady Musgrave Trust is Queensland's oldest charity. We've been in existence for 131 years, and we were established by the then Lucinda Musgrave, who was the wife of the governor. And she and like-minded women used to go down to the river and collect young women off of the great big ships that would come from the United Kingdom. And these young homeless women that were actually servant girls, and they would collect them and give them training and accommodation and rebuild their lives and send them out into a better future.
How many women is it estimated are homeless in Brisbane?
Well, the statistics that have been gathered over the last few years estimate that there are approximately 2,000 homeless women or near homeless women in Brisbane every night. And that can range, the kind of homelessness we're talking about can range from couch surfing, actually sleeping in the streets, sleeping in very, very short-term accommodation. Yeah, these women have no safe, consistent home for themselves and often for their children.
Is there enough support for at-risk women during the holiday seasons?
Well, I think the holidays is a time that we want to make sure everybody has safe accommodation, as we do all the way through the year. And safety is our number one concern. And there are not enough shelters and homes for women to go to, with particularly with their children, because they have unique circumstances. And we cannot put women and children in any unsafe shelter. They've got to be appropriately accommodated. And particularly when they are coming from a domestic violence circumstance, they need to be located in very discreet accommodation. So there's not enough of this around in Brisbane, and that's what we're trying to do through our current campaign, is to raise awareness about homelessness for women and about what the issue is, and try and get the community and the property development sector behind us to address the issue.
The Trust recently illuminated the Storybridge to raise awareness. Could you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, well, as everybody would know in Queensland and, in fact, across Australia, the Story Bridge is actually one of Brisbane's most iconic landmarks. And it really is a perfect way for us to shine the light on the issue of homelessness for women and children in Brisbane. We really wanted to send a message out to the community that it only takes $35 to shelter a young woman for one night. And that is a great present to give to somebody, you know. So if you're looking for a great gift, you could get onto the www.chuff.org Project Shelter Her website and donate money. People can take action. They can be part of the resolution to the homelessness issue. And that's what the bridge light up is all about. And it looks spectacular with the jacaranda colors, which are the Trust's famous colors and have been for many years.
What is the Shelter Her from Homelessness Project?
The Shelter Her from Homelessness Project is really about acquiring more accommodation. And if we can buy more accommodation units around the Brisbane area, for every one of those that we buy, we can provide accommodation for up to four women and their children throughout a year. And we do this through our partnership with MICA Projects and with the National Affordable Housing Consortium. We have a three-way partnership where we bring together the expertise to shelter and to house these young women.
How can people get involved and help?
Well, everyone could go to our website, and you could either donate money, go to the Chuff website and donate money there. You can spread the message and look out for your people that are around you and make sure that you're aware about homelessness and that it can actually happen to everybody. So it stops with all of us, this issue. You can also go onto our website and buy some of our items for Christmas. Those are our Shelter Me brooches and our umbrellas, and we have history books online as well. So there's a number of ways that people can support us, and you can also register to become a volunteer.
What advice would you give to women who find themselves at risk of being homeless?
Well, homelessness is a very personal issue, and it certainly, at Christmas, it brings a great sense of loneliness to women. With that comes concern about safety, as I've mentioned. So the real issue is to reach out and try to get some help. And one of the best tools I would recommend for women is to go online and have a look at our Handy Guide for Homeless Women in Brisbane. And this is an amazing book that people can get for free, and it provides advice for them about who to call, where they can get accommodation, where they can get legal counsel, where they can get food and clothing assistance. So it's a really good tool that should help women to not stand in isolation, but to know that there's a whole support base that is there for them.
Thank you so much, Karen. Is there anything else you would like to add?
No, I just thank you for the opportunity to speak, and we really want to work with the community and help to address this issue.